Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
CSI Melbourne with leading senior constable.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Kendra Jackson. Kendra, what do you got?
We've released images of a man that we'd like to identify following the robbery of an 89-year-old woman in Coburg earlier last month. The woman was walking on Blair Street when she was approached by the male offender about 10 a.m, and that was on Thursday the 18th of April. The offenders attempted to grab her handbag and they've had a struggle during which she has fallen to the ground. He's continued to attempt to grab her handbag as she's laying on the ground, but she's maintained hold of her handbag. So he was unsuccessful and was last seen running towards Barrow Street with only her Mikey card. So we've released, as I said, the images and some CCTV of a man that we believe may be able to assist us. He's described to be Caucasian, aged about 20 to 30, 180 centimetres tall with a slim build and a brown beard. He was wearing a black wind cheater, which had quite a distinctive...
Well, a hoodie.
That had a printed white logo, which read, "Build homes, not prisons." He also had dark-coloured jeans and tan-coloured shoes.
So I assume these descriptions have been made by the elderly woman he assaulted, because you can't see that. He doesn't look particularly Caucasian in the footage that you've got, and you couldn't decipher what the wording is. So good on her.
But distinctive wording. Build homes, not prisons. It's not like...
What, have you got one?
No, exactly.
I don't have one.
No, it's not like you see that every day.
So process of elimination.
No.
Does anyone know someone who has a hoodie that has on the front, build homes, not prisons? And I can understand why, because it would be in his interest for there not to be prisons.
So, yeah.
Because they wouldn't have anywhere to put him. Kendra, what else?
And then just finally, as part of Operation Trinity, Knox CIU detectives have charged four boys following an alleged pursuit in Melbourne's southeast on Tuesday, which I think Darcy spoke about. And so basically we're alerted to an allegedly stolen ute driving in Box Hill at about 12:15. We've patrolled the area. We've found the ute on Wellington Road in the Monash shortly later. The Air Wings helped us. We've deployed stop sticks around Glen Iris. There was a pursuit, more stop sticks were deployed, and then the ute crashed into a tree at slow speed on Springvale Road in Glen Waverley. So two 13-year-old Noble Park boys, a 14-year-old Doveton boy, and a 15-year-old Springvale boy were arrested shortly later. The Springvale boy sustained a police dog bite whilst allegedly attempting to resist being taken into custody.
Ah, this is the dog bite case.
Yeah.
Good on you, Kendra. Leading Senior Constable Kendra Jackson.